congratulations. You know, doing a second album, these are commissioned works. So obviously these are ones that you are now familiar with and obviously believe in the composers. How is it to put it together? And when you decide on this sort of a repertoire, does it matter sort of the order that they're in? Is this, we sometimes think of concept albums. Is this something that sort of goes into the planning as well?
That's actually something that happened kind of after the fact in this particular case, because I commissioned the pieces for this project. So when I was conceiving of the album, I actually didn't know what the pieces would sound like. I had a vague idea because I know the composers, I know their aesthetics quite well, but I wasn't sure exactly how it would all fit together. So that's something that kind of came at the end after I was listening through all of them, assembled them into what I would ideally like to do as a concert program.
We're looking forward to you performing at National Sawdust on Friday. And the idea of, the album will be out. You've spent time recording it and practicing premiering these works. When you play it live, is there a different sort of pressure than when you are recording them?
Oh, definitely. I'm really looking forward to the performance, actually, because it's much less tension, I feel like, in a performance, because you can give so much more energy into playing, and you're not focused on minutia, which you have to be in a recording. Obviously, in my practice, I've been focusing on all the details, but in a performance, there's so much more release and so much more energy that comes back to you from the audience as well. I was just talking about this the other day, actually, how recording is so exhausting because you give so much energy into what you're playing and there's no audience to give you any type of energetic response back. It's quite exhausting in that respect.
When you develop relationships with composers as a cellist in the Mivos Quartet and then work with them as a solo artist, are those sort of things to, like we might listen to a Mozart opera and then go see a Mozart symphony, or someone might practice a Mozart sonata and then want to go see, Amadeus or something or other. Do those sort of relationships build over time?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. And it's really amazing to get to work with a composer on multiple types of pieces and get to delve into different ways that they use the instrument, different ways that they use musical relationships and form. For example, Eric Wobbles wrote Mivos Quartet, a very long form piece, about an hour and 15 minutes long, which is quite different from the cello-piano duo that's on the album. I think they're both incredible pieces, but it's really wonderful to get to see both facets of that and to just get to know him and the other composers that I've worked with, get to know their personalities, their working personalities, and just get to be friends with them as well.
Eric's work opens the album, and there is a intensity to this work. they're all complex, but this one is so intense and sort of takes a wonderful journey. I don't want to give away anything for what I want folks to listen to. But this piece I think you have a wonderful, unique sound and in the sound world had to be sort of fun to create. And what sort of conversations did you have? Because obviously there's a Schubert connection with, or at least a poetic connection that Schubert also used this Gretchen at the Spinning Wheel.
Yeah. We got together a lot to work on the material before the piece was fully formed. So we were meeting a lot in the months leading up to the premiere of the piece, which was in December. And I think Eric was also in a residency at McDowell Colony, so he'd come up with this material, and it was kind of just spinning around in his head. And what we ended up working on that was really successful was this kind of obsessive, intense, very manic feeling material. So I think that he didn't start out maybe with that connection in his mind, but as the material developed, that became a really strong theme for him, that connection to Gretchen and Spinning Wheel and to the Schubert as well.
George Lewis's piece spoke to me very much so on this album and is maybe the lighter of the four works here. And it's interesting as I listened to it and then was reading a little bit about that there's mythology and all sorts of connections. Was this also a sort of a fun piece? And what sort of conversations did you have with George?
Yeah, this is such a fun piece to put together. There was also a lot of material that George and I were working on as the piece was coming together. And it's funny, he doesn't mention this in the program note, but I think he was really inspired by the K.H. Freeman Etudes, if you know that violin piece, which is just really, really contrasting material, densely populated throughout this two-hour violin piece, just really fast contrasts. So we were kind of just playing around with like different depths of material, different colors, different shapes, and like how quickly those could go between each other. So that was really, really fun to put together. And that's a piece that I'm a little more nervous to perform because it's easier to break down into sections in context of a recording. But in a performance, you just have to be full energy and instantly into a different energy every time that you change sections.
These days, we can ask Siri or Google or, the Amazon Echo about directions and all sorts of things. And maps have used to be sort of artworks. Not only could they get around, help you get around places, but nowadays you see maps in museums and all sorts of things. But, in our age, we want to know where this, that, and that turn. But I thought this was a very interesting piece. And in fact, it's not only, the name of this piece, but it's the name of your album. How did that sort of conversation come along?
Well, I love the idea of that title, both for a piece and for an album, especially an album of highly contrasting works, where I was just kind of mapping the possibilities of what was available to me on my instrument or what was interesting to me musically. So kind of mapping through a musical space. And I love that David's piece is called that as well. It's called The Cartography of Time, actually, which I think is a very beautiful idea. His piece is very long as well, about 20 minutes of very slowly, glacially moving sections of pitches and electronics. Very simple, but I think that's a really beautiful idea to specifically use time and the thought of moving through time as the basis of the piece.
The other work that has electronics.
Cenk Ergun.
Cenk's work has electronics. And are these his samplings, your samplings, are things that you guys have created together?
That piece is really interesting because it's basically Cenk built an electronic instrument that I'm interacting with in real time. So he performs live with me, the electronics, and the piece is completely different every time that we do it for that reason. So every time he'll be gathering different samples, I'll be playing different material that is mostly improvised. So we're moving between different sections of activity. But so he's sampling through this instrument that he's made, which is reacting in various ways, which can get kind of complicated. What I'm doing, and I'm trying to react to the instrument in the same amount of time. So that's a cool live collaboration that happens.
And it's maybe poetic that the title has several meanings, not only in Turkish, but in Greek and different things. And so literally this piece has different meanings as it's performed.
Yeah, definitely.
Wow. Well, we're looking forward to it, and congratulations. This is a charming release that is very original. When you put these sort of works together, I mean, how is it? I know you've premiered over 50 solo works, and it has to be a bit of a choice to try to figure out, oh yeah, what's going to go on this? What should go on this? And I imagine that there's even more room for new projects for this, that there's maybe an unlimited list.
Yeah, it was really exciting for me to put together this group of pieces. I knew a few composers that I loved working with and I really wanted to work with again. And I also chose kind of to shoot for the stars in a way to work with George Lewis, who's in a huge way, a big influence on me musically, personally. I think he's such an amazing musician. So I was really honored to be able to work with him on this too. So yeah, just basically working with my heroes, choosing people that I think are incredibly creative and thoughtful and thought provoking.
Well, I guess I'd end asking, I know your quartet's been in Europe lately and you're getting ready for all sorts of things over the summer internationally and here domestically, a big performance at National Sawdust. How do audiences, obviously they know what they're getting into with Mivos or maybe they don't, but tell us a little bit about audience reactions for new works and sort of that inspiration as you're talking about you know, one instance being in a recording studio and a different thing being around an audience?
Yeah, I think for me, audiences are so much more responsive to a live performance than they are generally to a recording, because they can connect to a human being in a really strong way. And I think that opens them up to hear sounds that they're maybe not quite as familiar with. That's why performance is such an important part of what we do as contemporary musicians. Recording is also important, and this project was a good way for me to be able to commission pieces as well. But performance, I think, lets people in also to just the amazing physical things you have to overcome in order to play a lot of contemporary music. The focus, the precision, I think people love seeing that in the same way that they love watching sports, in a way. And I think that really gets people excited about participating in a world that they might not always feel comfortable in, especially people that aren't very familiar with contemporary music. So I love performing for audiences that maybe are not very educated about contemporary music, and showing them a way that they can start being interested in that and that it's open to them.
Yeah, well, I think this is a great entree, and we can't wait for so much more. Cartography is the new release on New Focus, and our guest is Mariel Roberts. Thanks so much for talking to us today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.